This is the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, we need you to hang up so you can call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you to be tested for COVID?
I'm calling. I have a question regarding who qualifies.
Okay, but are you referring to the vaccine, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now I do apologize, ma'am. This line is only used for us to provide you with the nearest location to be tested for COVID.
Okay,
whenever you're ready.
Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
I have tried every site, and I can't find. I'm 54, but I've had a stroke, and I'm diabetic. I don't see anywhere where if you have a condition like that where you can get the disease, that I can get a vaccine because I'm not 65.
Yes, ma'am. Now, see, that's the thing. I'm not really sure because we only handle the COVID testing, so I can't provide you with any information about that vaccine.
Who can answer that question?
I can provide you with the vaccine hotline number whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on just a moment. All right.
So that number is going to be 855.
Yes, ma'am.
566.
Yes, ma'am.
5333. And give me 1 second. I'm going to check on that with my supervisor as well, because a lot of times I do know you can't get through with this number a lot of times. So just before because you said that you already been, you know, calling around. So before I actually get you transferred over there.
You know, on y'all site, there's nothing about anybody my age, but because I've had a stroke and I'm diabetic.
Right.
But, okay. I mean, I should be able to get one.
Okay, so just give me 1 second, ma'am, and I can check with my supervisors to see if she knows the answer before we tell you to call them, okay?
I hate to be sounding angry.
No, it's fine. Yes, ma'am, I understand. It does get frustrating.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So just give me 1 second. Let me check on this, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. 1 moment. And I am still here, ma'am. Just give me 1 second. I'm reaching out to my supervisor, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, 1 moment. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about that brief hold. So after speaking with my supervisor, she did inform me that you would still have to contact that number, but they are pre-registering everyone. So it's not just an age limit anymore. Everyone is able to be pre-registered for the vaccine.
Okay, so...
So you would just basically contact that number and inform them that you want to be pre-registered for the vaccine.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health.